The issues with the dark and stormy night were as follows. It was neither dark nor stormy, and two, it wasn't a night. Some might argue that these two factors would disqualify this period of time from being a dark and stormy night by default, but in the mind of Sean, weather was not the concern. Having grown up chastised by their peers for being a low-level virus, Sean had grown to despise the community that gave birth to them. There was never a place for them, and they knew that. Which is why one day, out of the blue, Sean decided it was their time to undergo their coming-of-age ritual. It was time to infiltrate a body. Now, this would not be an easy task. Despite having been a virus their whole life, they had field experience akin to that of a domesticated cat that spends all its time eating kibble and looking down on people. Every virus they knew told them it was suicide, and yet Sean knew what they had to do to initiate themselves as a low-level virus. The ways around this were, in fact, little to non-existent, and in their mind, there was only one path, which was straight ahead. This is where the dark and stormy night truly begins for Sean, as they hadn't a whim about what might be waiting them on the journey ahead. Many a virus had tried and failed to infiltrate the body, and though it seemed an incomprehensible task, Sean went forth and faced their first major obstacle, antimicrobial proteins. These fabled enzymes had only been discussed in the tales of old, and were said to be able to break down the cell wall of any cell unfortunate enough to stumble upon them. Luckily, Sean had slipped by unnoticed and came across the gastric juices that threatened to break it down, but Sean persevered, and after yet another encounter with the mucus, Sean managed to slip through undetected. They had achieved what their colleagues could only dream of, and made it past the first line of defense. But this was far from the end of Sean's journey. Section of Sean's endeavor would be the innate defenses. Unbeknownst to Sean, they had triggered the inflammatory responses of the immune system, and histamine was already signaling to the rest of the body that there was an intruder, and thus the alarm sounded. Neutrophils already searching for signs of their entry, and macrophages, which had already released pro-inflammatory and antimicrobial mediators. Vasodilation had caused an increase in blood flow by widening blood vessels, and the host body had procured a fever which would ensure even more immune cells would come for them. Sean knew the road ahead of them would be long, anxiety-inducing, and full of narrow escape from defenses. Little did Sean know, merely hiding would not allow for further progress, however. After a short period of time, Sean had realized that their body was feeling heavier, and movement grew difficult every time they tried to infiltrate a new cell. In fact, they were unable to enter new cells and infect them. Looking down at themselves, they realized that the antigens they had given off had informed helper T cells to inform the B cells to produce antibodies to slow them down. Sean had been infecting other cells up until this point to establish themselves and make sure that they would be able to properly infect the host. But they realized that in doing so, they had created more antigen-presenting cells, which would soon draw in antibodies to hold them back further from their goal. Not only that, but cytotoxic killer T-cells would be destroying what they had worked so hard to create. This would not do at all. And Sean decided to make the risky decision to mutate and risk it all, even their own life, in order to escape the dire situation they were in. To their surprise, the mutation succeeded, and the antibodies could no longer fit onto them. Freed from the shackles of the antibodies, they produced more infection and kept spreading. Sean, content with their own work, had become lax and stopped caring so much about the whole immune system debacle, and instead enjoyed the quiet side of life, infecting the rest of the cells they could, and having those cells infect yet more cells. This was Sean's greatest mistake. The host had realized there was an issue, and so went to get a vaccine. This vaccine caused the B cells to understand the correct antibodies to start produce, and memory B cells were created to ensure that if Sean ever returned in the future, there would be no chance of success like this again. As soon as Sean let their guard down, they were bombarded with antibodies that latched onto them, and soon enough, killer T cells were in front of them. "Please, not like this," Sean thought, hoping upon hope that they would listen. But the killer T cells were merciless, and the job was finished quickly. The host had achieved victory over Sean, but Sean had accomplished what they had set out to do, and now that they properly infected a host, they could die in peace. Had Sean simply mutated a little quicker, a little luckier, they might have evaded the antibodies, and the host would have had to change their vaccine again. Sean's one other hope, herd immunity, was impossible due to how they were only able to infect one host, considering how much of a small-time virus Sean was. Had they had more time, they might have been able to build up a collective immunity in multiple hosts, and Sean would have had another chance to mutate and create a more problematic variant of themselves. However, this was not a case. In spite of all of this, Sean had achieved more than they ever could have imagined, and for that, they were happy. Sean's virus family did not mourn their death. They had mourned when Sean had left on their suicide mission, and so had no more tears to shed. The whole family of viruses knew that there was nothing left for Sean, and so they continued to live their humble life, sending off their children and other variants to their death inside the immune system. Maybe one day they will prevail and cause true mayhem, as all viruses dream, but today is not that day. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed. I put a lot of effort into this, so I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you like the story of Sean's journey to the center of the immune system. Anyways, thanks, and hope you like Doc.